Vimes tried to persuade himself that there wasn't a hint of sarcasm in Carrot's voice as he went on. They're not really very interested in leaders, sir, to tell you the truth. They look on them as a sort of ornament. You know, just someone to shout charge, sir.
A leader has to do other things, Carrot.
The dregs think charge pretty well covers all of them, sir.
Vimes managed to stand up. Strange muscles twanged in his legs. He tottered forward.
Here, let me give you a hand, said Carrot, catching him.
The sun was setting. Ragged tents clustered below one of the dunes, and there was the glow of firelight. Someone was laughing. It didn't sound like a prison, but then thought Vimes the desert was probably better than bars. He wouldn't even know which way to run, feet or no feet.
The dregs, like all Clatchians, are a very hospitable people, said Carrot, as if he'd memorized this. They take hospitality very, very seriously.
Their captors were sitting around the fire. So were the watchmen. They'd also been persuaded to dress more suitably, which meant that Cheery looked like a girl in her mum's dress, apart from the iron helmet, and Red Shoe looked like a mummy, and Detritus was a small snow-covered mountain.
"He's gone very insensible in all this heat," whispered Carrot. "And that's Constable Visit over there arguing religion. There are 653 religions on the Clatchian continent."
"He must be having fun."
"And this is Jabbar," said Carrot.
"Exhibit A, who looked like a slightly older version of 71-hour Ahmed, stood up and salaamed to Vimes.
"'Offendi,'
he said.
"'He's the... well, he's like an official wise man," said Carrot.
"Oh, so he's not the one who tells them to charge," said Vimes. His head buzzed with the heat.
"No, that's the leader," said Carrot, "whenever they have one."
"So perhaps Jabbar tells them when it's wise to charge," said Vimes brightly.
"It is always wise to charge, Offendi,"
said Jabbar. He bowed again.
"My tent is your tent,"
he said.
"It is," said Vimes.
"My wives are your wives."
Vimes looked panicky. "They are, really?"
"My food is your food,"
Jabbar went on. Vimes stared down at the dish by the fire. It looked like a sheep or a goat had been the main course, and the man bent down, picked up a morsel, and handed it to him. Sam Vimes looked at the mouthful, and it looked back.
"The best part," said Jabbar,
and made appreciative sucking noises. He added something in Clatchian. There was some muffled laughter from the other men around the fire.
This looks like a sheep's eyeball, said Vimes doubtfully.
Yes, sir, said Carrot, but it is unwise to...
You know what, Vimes went on, I think this is a little game called Let's See What Effendi Will Swallow, and I'm not swallowing this, my friend.
Jabbar gave him an appraising look. The sniggering stopped.
Then it is true that you can see further than most, he said.
So can this food, said Vimes. My father told me never to eat anything that can wink back.
There was one of those little hanging-by-a-thread moments, which might suddenly rock one way or the other into a gale of laughter or sudden death. Then Jabbar slapped Vimes on the back. The eyeball shot off his palm and into the shadows.
Well done! Extremely good! First time it have not worked in 20 years. Now sit down and have proper rice and sheep, just like mother.
There was a certain feeling of relaxation. Vimes found himself pulled down. Bottoms shuffled aside to make room for him, and a big slab of bread, dripping with meat, was put in front of him. Vimes prodded at it as politely as he dared, and then took the usual view that if you can recognise at least half of it, it's probably okay to eat the rest.
So we're your prisoners, Mr. Jabbar.
Honoured guests, my tent is...
But how could I put this? You want us to enjoy your hospitality for some time.
We have tradition, said Jabbar. A man who is a guest in your tent, even if he is your worst enemy, you owe him hospitality for 3 days.
3 days, eh? Said Vimes.
I learn language on...
Jabbar waved a hand vaguely.
You know, wooden thing, a camel of the sea.
Boat?
Right, but too many water.
He slapped Vimes on the back again so that hot fat spilled into his lap.